Should people who test positive for COVID-19 be quarantined in hospitals? Health Minister Dr. Zweli Mkhize announced recently that everyone in the Western Cape who tested positive for the virus would be confined to a hospital if doctors are not satisfied that they can self-isolate properly. But I see that the South African Medical Association has rejected that call. In fact, this suggestion reminded me of that case of the Limpopo doctors who were forced into quarantine by the Limpopo Department of Health after testing positive for coronavirus. They were eventually released because they took the matter to court, arguing that they were capable of self-isolating at home. Let's talk to Dr. Mark Sonderup, who is the spokesperson for the South African Medical Association in the Western Cape. Dr. Sonderup, thank you so much for your time. Is this suggestion logical and practical to place those who test positive into filled hospitals, especially those who can't self-quarantine?
Yeah, well, good afternoon. Thank you for allowing us on. So, I mean, we needed to, as a representative body for doctors in the Western Cape and our branches here of SAMA, be very clear and unequivocal on our view on that proposal that was made at a press conference over the weekend when the National Health Minister visited the province. And sitting at the press conference was the MEC in the province as well as the Premier. And we just felt that that suggestion was completely illogical. I think what is needed is a serious dose of reality testing. We have at the moment in the country, and in particular in the Western Cape, we clearly are a hot spot at the moment. There's a surge of patients that's underway. We need to also remind ourselves that anywhere up to 80% of people, in fact, are either going to be asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic. Mm-hmm. And to suggest that people like that need to be put in a hospital is seriously lacking any reality testing, because we simply do not have the resources or the bed space available for that.
But doctor, some people may argue that the reality is that self-isolation is not possible for everyone. Some people live in densely populated areas and shacks in environments where physical distancing is simply not possible.
That is the absolute truth, and that's why we've been very clear on that position. We have said that clearly for the length and breadth of the country, given the challenges we have in many of our communities, that self-isolation, as you so rightfully have just said, is simply not going to be a possibility. In that circumstance, somebody who does not require hospitalization on medical or clinical grounds needs to be availed access to some sort of self-isolation facility or quarantining facility for an appropriate period of time. Now, that is happening to some extent in the Western Cape. There are facilities that are being accessed. Certain hotels have been employed for that purpose, and that is clearly where these patients need to go. There's clearly going to be a greater need for that, and I think we should be spending our time working on those kind of facilities rather than making ludicrous suggestions that people need to go to hospital. We simply have lost touch with reality. We think that is something that we can do. People who need to be in hospital need to be in hospital, and that should be done on clinical grounds. If we happen to put everybody into hospital, the people who really need to access care because they need piped oxygen, et cetera, are simply not going to get access. Yeah. So that is, it's simply illogical.
My understanding, doctor, is that under the National Disaster Regulations, self-isolation is acceptable if you are, of course, in an environment where you can self-isolate without putting others at risk. I want to understand whether government has the legal basis, though, to force some people into isolation. So say, for instance, someone refuses to be taken to a quarantine facility and their homes are not suitable for self-isolation. What happens?
Well, I mean, I'm probably not the correct person to ask that question to from a legal perspective. I'm a physician. I'm not a lawyer. However, I think logic dictates again, and perhaps just common sense dictates, that perhaps using the stick approach is really not the way to be approaching the issue broadly. Surely we should be engaging our population on common sense and saying to people, it is in everyone's best interest if you follow the current rules, self-isolation, masks, hand washing, physical distancing, et cetera, trying to instill some sort of culture of fear, or almost in a sense criminalizing the situation, in our view, is certainly not a good thing. What you don't want is to enhance stigma when we're dealing with this pandemic. It should be everyone's responsibility, and everyone as a good citizen of South Africa understanding what their responsibility is. That is the way I think one should be cooperating, and the way and the way government should be approaching this. Trying to do it with a stick approach enhances stigmatization and almost criminalizes the situation, which is really what we don't want.
Look, Doctor, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, this evening. Dr. Mark Sonderup is the spokesperson for the South African Medical Association. What do you guys think? Should quarantine be optional? Is self-isolation working? How do we also know for sure that people are in strict isolation? We've seen cases where people tell doctors they will self-isolate and then they go to Limpopo to their families. There was a gentleman in Alex. Yeah. They said go self-isolate. Went to Limpopo.
Clem, if I do get tested positive, I really wish, you know, one can have that opportunity to self-isolate. Because, you know, the last thing you want is to infect your family and your kids and make it even more complicated. So, you know, for one... would really support self-isolation, because then I know it's not only about me but the family. And
so what is more appropriate? I'll take your calls. 011-883-0702. Should we start looking at making facilities available for those who test positive and release them when they're negative? I know there are hotels, as the doctor indicated.